This show is presented by ERN. Now, here's your host.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are still in summer, and I hope everybody's having a good time. I know I am, enjoying the sunshine, enjoying the beach when we can. We had a great vacation with the family, and the kids are doing all kinds of different activities. They're doing camp. They're staying at home bored. They're doing all kinds of fun stuff. I think it's important for kids to just learn how to be bored. So I've made that a priority this summer, as well as incorporating some fun stuff and some learning opportunities. So I hope that you have been able to manage your kids' time very well, as well as your own, and getting some flexibility at work so that you can get out there and have some fun in the sun. And, for all of these things to happen, it takes money. And as working moms, I know that's the forefront of our minds, is making sure that we manage our money properly and that we're able to provide our kids with some of those extras, those things that make life a little more fun. And it's not always easy to squeeze in that vacation financially, let alone the time. And it's not always easy to have to tell your kid, yeah, you know what, I know that Billy's doing that, but we're not going to be able to do that this summer. And what we'd like to do is give you some tools to maybe help us out financially with that wealth building and with that management of the money, and seeing, how far we can stretch it and how much more we can do with what we've got, and how we can leverage it properly. So here today to help us with that is Kimberly Palmer. Thank you so much for joining us, Kimberly.
Hi, Bettina. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, you were the senior money editor at U.S. News & World Report for 9 years, and you were the author of The Economy of You, Discover Your Inner Entrepreneur and Recession-Proof Your Life, which I think is a great title. And you're also an adjunct professor at American University, where you teach a course on mastering social media, which I thought is fascinating because of your finance background. And you've got two kids. You're a working mom yourself. So I think, you are more than qualified to help us out here on this finance front.
Well, I hope so. Thank you.
Now, you've got a new book called Smart Mom, Rich Mom, How to Build Wealth While Raising a Family. And this is 100% geared towards us, our demographic, our audience, our listeners, the working moms, and speaking to our specific sensibilities when it comes to personal finance and the larger financial issues we face. So, I appreciate you taking the time to speak specifically to this group of the population. Now, what made you decide to focus a book strictly on Smart Mom, Rich Mom?
Yeah, well, when I became a mom, which was about 6 years ago, my daughter is 6 and my son is 3, I realized that there was a lack of guidance on what I felt like were the decisions I had to make as a mom financially. I mean, so much is on our shoulders in terms of not just the day-to-day costs, like, how are we going to afford just our monthly expenses, which go up so much when we have kids, but also the long-term things. I mean, suddenly I wanted to try to think about saving for college, not forget about saving for my own retirement too. So basically becoming a mom changed everything about my financial life. And I think for a lot of people it does. So I wanted to write a book addressing all of that.
I think that's fantastic because it's something that I think a lot of people don't specifically identify, but it's so true. Your priorities change, your thinking changes. And like you said, your long-term goals don't just include your own personal retirement. They include, what is it that I want to, what foundation do I want to lay for my child as I send them out into the world? I'm spending all this time trying to raise them properly and educate them. What about college? What does that look like? How much money do I need to save? Do I need to save at all? Am I going to set this child up for student loans? What does it all mean? So, I think it's really important that we do look at it differently than just your basic wealth building and personal finance, because the perspective of a mom is quite different. So I appreciate the fact that you've carved that out and recognized that.
Thank you. Yes, I agree. It's so different. And the other big aspect I didn't even mention is just how it impacts our earning potential too, because, so many of us are still working and trying to juggle everything. And it's so hard to do it all. So I learned so much from the moms that I interviewed for the book. And yeah, I love sharing that and love sharing what I learned from them.
Now, I love that in writing this book, you interviewed a lot of different moms and you were able to compile, you know, other people's stories and experiences and their tips from, you know, being in the trenches and living it and making mistakes, having successes and figuring it all out. So, you know, as we all know, the more that we share these stories, the more that we all keep the dialogue open, the more we can understand, you know, that we don't have to make the mistakes ourselves. We can learn from those of others, and we can also learn from the successes of others. So when we come back from the break, we're going to dig into what you learned and what's in this book. So stay with us. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.